So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and light workers. And today my guest is Deepa Ramaraj, and she's joining me from India, and she teaches a lot about money and wealth and riches, and how much more fun could that be? So welcome, Deepa.
Thank you, Erica. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Yeah, I mean, there's very few things mess us up. I mean, as a group of people who are sort of entrepreneurs and light workers, it seems like money is a place that so many people just seem to have that kind of block. So, yeah, tell us a little bit about your background with money.
Okay, like everyone, my journey with money started when I was young, and my parents never taught me how to deal with money. And when I got to my first job, I didn't know how to write a check. I didn't know how to invest my money. I knew sweet nothing. But one thing was clear for me. I said, I got to learn this. I got to do this. I got to change something over here. And so that was actually the first time I said, let me change my reality with money. Let me change what I know about money. And I know it's not enough.
Nice.
And then from there, it was a fun journey. Truly speaking, I felt I had nothing to lose.
I guess not, huh? You're like, you know what? I'm going to learn. I am not going to be this.
Yes. And so I started learning how to invest in shares. I started learning different, investment instruments. And it used to be just fun. And I used to go along, play with that. And much, much later in life, when I had created wealth, I realized very often I was attached. Oh my God, I got to invest right. I got to do this right. So when we create from there, there's more stress. And then I said, okay, this is not working for me. I created money easily earlier on. What's changed now?
Oh my God. So, I totally get that though, Deepa, when you said that, like the fear of not doing it exactly right, that can act like a paralysis for sure.
Absolutely. And sometimes we get into doing the perfect investment and then we do so much analysis that, yes, it could lead to paralysis because we're not willing to just take a risk or willing to look at what will work for us.
Right.
And we're trying to make the perfect investment.
Got it. So what else is possible?
Yeah. So my journey, actually, I'm an IT professional. I worked in the computer industry for a very long time. And a few years ago, I moved out of the computer industry into healing, into access consciousness. And so it was very interesting that I was moving from the position of being regularly employed to a position where I had to create something. And I was very comfortable with receiving money regularly in my account. And here I was, I had to put my hand out and say, okay, now I'm willing to receive money. And I just wasn't willing to quote an amount.
Oh my goodness. I there's something where you're tuning into something that I believe is very compelling. And you know, I'm really good at amounts for certain things, but sometimes I get thrown like for a loop. Like someone will say, okay, I want to hire you to, you know, coach me in this for 2 sessions. And it's not a package that I have, and it's not a book publishing contract, and I freeze, and I go, oh. So what's something that can help us with that dilemma? Because I don't think you're alone in having gone through that.
Right. And so I reworked my relationship with money. I reworked my relationship with business. And somewhere along my journey, I had made business wrong for me. So I reworked that and I said, where have I made business wrong? What is it that I could have? What if I could have fun with business? What if I could have fun with money? The way I used to have fun with money earlier, what if I could have fun now with money? And that question started changing something for me. And I suddenly started looking at how I could have fun in my healing sessions and receive money.
Nice.
And I said, okay, I just start somewhere, anywhere, whatever number is comfortable for me. And it was not significant for me what I started with. And I knew I was charging way lower than others, but it just didn't matter because I was there for the fun and willing to receive. And along the line, like every few months, I would relook at what I would like to charge now and, you know, look at asking that for my sessions. And my sessions started opening up, my classes started opening up, and my relationship with money started really expanding.
That's awesome. So tell me one other thing maybe for our entrepreneur audience, because that was just so helpful so far. And we just have a few minutes left. What else can you recommend for people that would like to just have that kind of expansive way of being with money?
Absolutely. What if money wasn't significant? When we make money significant, we make the amount significant, the amount of inflow significant, the amount of outflow significant. So everything becomes significant. And sometimes people say, oh, you know, I'm into spiritual work. I don't think I should charge money for this. I think it should be free or whatever. So what takes place is you're actually contracting your creation and you're actually also contracting money. So both get contracted. When we contract how much we are willing to receive, we also contract what we are willing to create for the world, create for ourselves. So when we pull money out of the equation and just look at how much fun can I have creating this, the creation takes you along in such a big way. Money just comes in if you allow it. So what if you could allow more money into your life? What if you could have ease with money? Is one of the questions that people could ask. And I have a program, for example, Secrets to Unleash the Money Magician Within You. So where you look at, you already are a magician. It is possible for you to have ease with money. So how much fun can you have receiving money? How much fun can you have creating? You could be creating a, you could be creating a fashion show.
Well, I don't think I could create a fashion show, actually, but someone who's listening might. That's not one of my capacities. I have a lot of brilliance, but that's not what I have a kid who might be able to do that. So how can we reach you and have more joy with our creations and our money?
Okay, my website is deepa.ramaraj.com. .com.
Okay, I was like, and aren't we missing a .com somewhere?
Yeah, sorry. Okay, www.deeparamaraj.com. Okay. So DEEPARAMARAJ.
Thank you so much for coming. It was just a pleasure having this conversation. So you just have a beautiful day.
Thank you so much, Erica, for hosting me. Sure.